You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win 5-2 is one of the headline offers. The other one, Odion Ighalo to score and Watford to win, is in the market 10s. Lee, huge struggle for Everton last season. Finished the season with 47 points. That was 25 points less than the previous season. That defensive solidity they had under David Moyes has dissipated under Roberto Martinez.
Yeah, and it just, I mean, what we shouldn't be surprised, you look at his time at Wigan, you know, he never got that defence under control at all. I'm surprised. I mean, last week when we did the Premier League preview, I mean, I didn't give him a hard time. And I was surprised that Dell didn't either, Everton this is. I just think they have a disappointing season, as you've just made clear there. They finished with one of the worst, I think, five teams in terms of form at the end of last season. If you don't count the teams who went down, who were relegated. They need to strengthen. You know, everything I read about Everton last year was that the squad was ageing, that the form was starting to drift from even the better players. They've spent £4 million at this stage. I mean, that's the least of any club in the Premier League. They haven't got any money, have they? We know that. They haven't got enough money to strengthen, in my opinion. I'm not saying they're going down, obviously, but I think they could have a real struggle again. And I think, I mean, Watford, you know, aren't a superpower, obviously, but if Watford go about this in any kind of attacking manner, I think Watford can get something out of the game. There's such a mystery, though. We don't know particularly what the manager's about. We don't know what style of play they will necessarily like take the pitch in the Premier League. A lot of the players are also we don't quite know about the new signings. Although, when you look at them, a lot of them, are solid midfield players. You've got a couple of real good attacking midfield players, and some who will give you a bit of stability in front of the defence as well. So I think it's packed the midfield with quality. I mean, we know they've already got goal scorers. And as you said last week, if one of the three, hit the ground running, great. If two of the three hit the ground running this season, then they could quite easily stay up. I think Watford are going to get some game. I mean, because it's the opening day of the season, I'm going to go the opposite to Derek. I'm going to go ballsy. I'm going to go Watford to win this game.
Okay, roles reversed here. Watford to win the game is in the market at 4-1. Derek?
Well, I mean, Watford's manager, what is his name? Kiki Sanchez Flores, which I thought was a Spanish law firm. And you'd need a lawyer, honestly. You'd need a lawyer to justify odds on quote about Everton here. Their best players, Osman, Howard, Jagielka. They're so old, they're actually thinking of renaming the ground from Goodison Park to Jurassic Park. That's how ageing Everton squad is. Everton have failed to win in six of their last seven opening day fixtures, including two against newly promoted opponents. I mean, everything's pointing to Watford, and Lee made a pretty good case for them anyway. At 4-1, Everton never always complain about not having enough money, but they get great gates and they don't pay mega wages. You just wonder what happens to it all. Yeah, they signed Romelu Lukaku, I'd say one big signing of the last, 100 years. I'm going to go for Watford here, 4-1. I think it's got winner written all over it, that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.